Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
They played this one last night, Shine.
Did they? How was it?
It was great. The show was great.
They seem like they'd put on a fun show.
Goo Goo Dolls were fantastic. The venue was amazing, mm-hmm. right there on the water. It was a beautiful night. And Curtis, for once, I think I was probably not the oldest person at an event.
All right. But you weren't
the
whitest
women
either.
Your old age.
but it was a great show. You know what I was surprised about, Shine? Name. The song Name.
Yes.
Which is in my top five, my Mount Rushmore of all time ballads.
We can debate that later.
Very emo.
Very much so. Yes.
Was not the final song in the encore. I would have expected that was.
What was the final song?
Iris.
Oh, good song.
I mean, it's a hit, but.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That makes sense. My personal favorite is actually Black Balloon. Big fan.
Really?
That's actually yes. Wiggy's favorite, too.
Yeah, I'm a huge favorite of Black Balloons.
Are you with us today?
Not when you're talking about this horrendous Google doll songs.
I'm just checking.
The Bing Dolls.
Really? My favorite song is for this Black Doll, Black Balloons. What about yours?
Yeah, I'm with you, Wiggy. A little hard, though.
You know what? Unbelievable right. solo performance last night. You should have saw him on the drum set.
I can't talk about the show now? What is wrong with you?
I talk about Motley Crue, something that interests me. Google Dolls. Wait a second. So it's not two women? Oh, it's two guys.
No, there are no dolls.
That's why I always thought it was two women that were the Google Dolls.
Do you know, Shime, do you know who the song, what celebrity, I use the term loosely,
yep.
the song Name is written about?
Oh, no, I don't.
It is written about the MTV VJ Kennedy, who Johnny Resnick had a brief affair with, but could not say her name publicly because he was married.
And now she works in the mornings upstairs.
That's a different person, Curtis. That's a different person. All right. The leads today are brought to you by Ketch's Law Group. Ketch's has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, you can get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit ketcheslaw.com. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Gregory. I think I might have fallen into Aaron Rodgers' stash of ayahuasca because I am starting to come around on the Patriots' defense. Not necessarily the Patriots as a team, but the Patriots' defense. By all accounts, they absolutely dominated yesterday. Their front four, or the rotation that they're going to have between Josh Uche, Christian Barmore, Devon Godchow, Matt Judon, and Dietrich Wise, sounds like it is just awesome. And it's been good all camp. And so maybe that's part of the reason the offense has struggled. I'm not fully convinced of that just yet. But I am buying into this defense, possibly being able to buy you a couple wins this year.
Now, I was under the impression, I can't remember whether it was you or Wiggy who were telling me that Bill would have no time to spend with the defense because he was spending all his time with the offense.
Oh, your front four is good.
Okay. All right. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, the safeties are also going to be really good, too. I guess, you know, cornerback, I guess, is still a question. But the pass rush is going to just inevitably help the corners. So I think they have potential.
Okay. I thought there was going to be too much on Bill's plate.
Well, you know what?
That's Patricia's.
I forgot. We can't talk about it until week four. And that's what was that? Matt Light
said.
Yeah, Matt Light said, wait till week four.
No, we can talk about it after we talk to Boomer. All right. Thank you, Shyam. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. So Jeff Howe used to cover the Patriots locally for The Athletic. Now he is a national NFL writer there. And I have to say he does a very good job. I didn't always agree with his stuff when he was here before, but he was in town yesterday doing his tour stop with the Patriots, as he has done across the NFL. And I have these two paragraphs for specifically Shyam and Wiggy. I don't believe this is a referendum on Mac Jones, and I can say with a high degree of certainty the feeling towards Jones is overwhelmingly positive around the league. His name has come up quite a bit in my offseason and preseason conversations with coaches and executives, and they all say good things. He clearly sees the whole field, is willing to be patient as receivers work their way through coverages, and steps into passes to deliver them with accuracy. The offense has work to do, but none of the problems would be the issue they are because of Mac Jones. In other words, Mac is respected around the league. He's not Patrick Mahomes or Justin Herbert.
Yet.
But he is not the reason they are going to lose games. I've been saying this over and over again. The amount that we fixate on Mac Jones is laughable. He wasn't the problem last year, and he won't be the problem this year. If there are issues, it will be on the offensive line, which is still an issue, was bad yesterday, and it'll be on the skill position players, who last year I think were the second worst in the NFL when it came to separating from their coverage. Mm-hmm. So he had to throw in the tightest windows in the league and had a very good year and was a Pro Bowler nonetheless. So
okay, but also
he's a top 100 player.
But also the issue last year, at least when it came to the playoffs, was the defense.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and all we're hearing is that the defense looks really good, right, Shyam?
That is
so
correct.
Therefore, one could say that this team will be better this season.
No.
One could surmise that Bill Belichick devoting his time to the offense suggests his confidence in the defense is a maturation and improvement. Mm-hmm.
So then that means he elevates Mac Jones if he's continuing to take that step forward. Like you said, he's not going to lose you any games, but does he now elevate and he's the guy that can win you games?
Maybe Matt Patricia was able to pick up the play calling so quick that he is able to spend extra time with the defense, and that's why they're so good.
We'll never know. Malcolm, go.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. So we sit here in beautiful Red Sox Nation, only four games out of a wild card spot, chasing down that playoff position that a lot of the Red Sox players, front office people believe that they can do it. And I told you that there is a great opportunity ahead of them. And yesterday, when you look at the situation with the Pittsburgh Pirates, it looks like this Boston Red Sox team is headed in the right direction. And what I will say about this, you should believe that after last night's game, you should believe, and I truly believe we had this conversation before, that you are looking at a playoff team that seems like they're starting pitching and starting to come around a little bit. We heard Alex Cora say that they'll hit the baseball. So if you're a Red Sox fan, you should be happy with what you're seeing here, and you should feel good because I truly believe that this team, based on where everybody is in this wild card hunt, is going to make the playoffs.
You do.
I believe
you're saying that right now.
Shyam, is my app ready for Massachusetts? Because I'm going to bet on this one. Can I bet on it now?
No, you can't.
Bet until
I'm too late?
No,
you're too early.
No mobile betting until January.
All right, but if there
was an absolute joke.
It's a travesty. It's a crime. It's stupid.
But if there was betting, could I jump in late in the game and make a wager? Could I go to New Hampshire and bet on the Red Sox to make the playoffs?
Yes, of course you can.
All right, I don't know if there was a time limit.
Shyam probably has a guy, even if you can't go to New Hampshire and bet. I'm sure Shyam has a guy.
Live free or die, right, Wiggy?
Well, I'm going to lay 100 on their Sox and making the playoffs, so I'm 100 on Pats beating Green Bay in week 4.
All right, so mark it down.
Mm-hmm.
August 17th.
That is it.
Wiggy says this is a playoff bound Red Sox team. All right. As currently composed. Okay. So
they can't add anything.
But guys can come back.
Chris Sale. Big time playoff performer.
He's going to make it back?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hop on the bike wagon.
any news on the Chris Sale investigation, Curtis?
Yeah, I am as certain as ever. I heard from two unnamed sources within the Newton Police Department who said it never happened.
Really?
No.
Okay. Good. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
Last week, I'm fascinated with technology.
Yeah, I know you are.
If anybody on the show is an advanced user of technology, it's me. So last week, for the first time ever, a deceased woman was able to talk to mourners at her own funeral.
Wow.
Using AI technology.
Oh, that is so creepy.
That's what I wanted to ask. So there is a Los Angeles firm, which is called Storyfile, which has created AI technology, which allows you, when you are attending a funeral, to speak to the deceased.
Right.
They ask a bunch of questions of the individual before they pass away. And then the family and friends are able to ask questions. Is that something that you would like to do?
Never.
Yes.
No.
I would love that.
You would?
I want to do a hologram at my.
Well, that's what it is. So yes. it's a hologram of this. In this case, it was grandma.
So you got to see her as well.
Yeah, grandma. Oh. So the funeral, they're playing the music and everybody is sniffling and all of a sudden grandma appears on a screen and she's like,
ain't no crying.
What's up?
What's up?
And then you're able to talk to grandma and ask grandma all the questions that you would have liked to.
You wouldn't want to do that?
Well, I mean, hopefully if you have the opportunity to interview grandma, I would assume that you have the opportunity to actually go and speak to grandma yourself as a family member and have a kind of an end-of-life conversation.
Right, but this is like our continuation with whatever is not actually if it's bad. Like, we can't tolerate anything. So this is another way for our society to not accept the end of life, where we have to perpetuate something we all know isn't real. It isn't your grandmother. She's not going to be there at her funeral if she's really having a funeral. So it's just this way of cushioning blows and acting as though things aren't happening. It's
but
like
that's what you
certain
do, though.
Things suck.
That's what you
somebody
do
dies. Make the most of their time here.
Yeah,
but people like the fact that, that's why people go see psychics or they go see mediums.
Right, there's dumb people everywhere.
Because they like the fact. But those people actually.
The only way out is
so through. You don't believe in mediums?
No, of course not.
My ghost hunting friends.
Oh, so you don't believe in ghosts in the afterlife? So
I don't believe
it.
In
that
ghosts.
Boom, that's it.
Well, I mean, what do I believe? Whether there's a heaven and hell has nothing to do with if somebody's there at your wedding or your funeral.
I didn't say heaven and hell, but I think a lot of people like that element of, this still might, even though you're not here in the physical
form. You can't talk to them when they're dead.
Yeah, but Curtis, you've worked here for a long time. Wouldn't you like the opportunity to talk to Glenn Ordway again?
Wait, is he still alive?
Is he still alive?
I can think of 3 billion people I'd rather talk to.
That's it. James Dubs going to be like, once dad dies, that's it. And we ain't talking
about ball movement. You're talking about the movement of the ball.
But we have to act like something that isn't is to coddle someone.
You're saying because people are so fragile.
Right,
there's so much anxiety and
but
such.
Nothing is like there's now blurred lines in every element of our society. Mm-hmm. Like you aren't what you think you are. You're something else. And if you're not, you can become that. You can die and you can still be communicated with.
Right.
No, it sucks. Somebody dies and you have to live on and honor their memory however you see fit.
Right.
But to go to a funeral and be like, hey, did you really like my pot roast meal that I made you 2 years ago,
and
Nana?
And Granny would be like,
You sent back that hors d'oeuvre I got you.
But aren't you a big mental health guy? Maybe this helps people with their mental health.
No, this hurts your mental health.
I don't think
because you're perpetuating something that isn't real.
That's like saying that somebody sends you I think it's like Larry Fitzgerald. I've seen this before. Like his mother left him a voicemail and he still listens to it.
Right, that's real. Yeah. She did that.
Well, this is the same thing. The AI is real. It's just
it's not. No, like if I had ALS and I had a month left, mm-hmm. I would probably record videos for my son
right.
and for my family that they could when I pass they right. could watch. That's what the whole afterlife show with Ricky Gervais on Netflix is based around. Right. His wife dies of cancer and he lives on and he sees her videos. That's not him saying, "Sweetheart, how was your day?" Good, honey. How was yours? That's not, she's not there then. You're able to honor her through what she did.
Yeah. No, I guess you don't believe in the afterlife.
It has nothing to do with it.
But can you imagine, though, at Curtis's funeral, if they used the hologram and everybody wanted to know what happened with Malcolm Butler?
If that's the case, I might be for it. If Bill would address that after he passes, I would be all for the AI.
There you go.
Hi. All right.
Bill's answering a ton of questions.
All right, those are the leads. Coming up at 7, Curtis will recap his new favorite television program.
Which you mean Lucifer over here.
That happens to be this season of Hard Knocks. At 7:20, we got a new feature, which is That's Whack or That's Wiggy. And then we'll get to the news at 7:30 on the Greg Hill Show here at WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.